This way he fled. But I am come too late. Edward, alas, my heart relents for thee. Proud traitor Mortimer, why dost thou chase thy lawful king, thy sovereign, with thy sword? And why have I, of all unkind, borne arms against my brother and my king? Edward, this Mortimer aims at thy life. Oh, fly him, then! But Kent, here calm this rage.
Listen, I need to, I know we only met earlier, and I nearly set you on fire, and we're both going out with other people. Obviously, that's quite tricky, but... Well, you're the most beautiful woman I have ever laid eyes on in my entire life. I saw you and my heart leapt. You make me want to change my life to participate. I know it's not possible and that you have a boyfriend and we're not compatible or whatever, but I know it's stupid. The point is, I want to be brave, Cassie. And I told myself I had two choices. I could stay afraid and keep quiet, or be brave and tell you that I've been falling in love with you ever since I first saw you. And I keep waiting for it to stop, but instead I just keep falling. Are you pissed off?
Well, you'll get used to us. We're a lively pub. It's calmed down a bit now, but it comes in waves. Not going to ask you what you're doing here, never do. That's one of our few rules. We get a lot of rendezvouses here, you see. But we're also strong on couples, don't get me wrong. They either come in pairs or end up that way.
I've listened, and all the sounds I heard were music, wind and stream and bird, with youth who sang from hill to hill. I've listened. My heart is hungry still. I've looked. The morning world was green, bright roofs and towers of town I've seen, and stars wheeling through wingless night. I've looked, and my soul yet longs for light.
I would have destroyed myself for this woman, gladly. I would have eaten garbage. I would have sliced my wrists open. Under the right circumstances. I mean, if she said, "Hey, Phil, why don't you just cut your wrists open?" Well, come on, but seriously, we clicked. We connected on so many things. Right off the bat, we talked about God for 3 hours once. I don't know what good it did.
As for South African affairs, she does not write about those because he has made it plain he is not interested. He mentions that he has mislaid his gloves on a train. A mistake. Promptly, a package arrives by airmail, a pair of sheepskin mittens. The stamps cost more than the mittens. She writes her letters on Sunday evenings and posts them in time for the Monday morning collection.